2 Corinthians chapter 5. Now, we know that if our tent on earth is taken down, then God will clothe us with a tent sent down from heaven. So the idea is that we don't go to heaven when we die, but God will clothe us when Jesus comes back with what's called here the tent from heaven. We will be made immortal, but we'll be clothed upon. And that means that who we are basically as people now, we will always be. That's why we will recognize Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God, Jesus says. And so we will know each other. We'll recognize each other. Those we've loved who've died will be resurrected, and we will see them again. And as I say, we who we are now, our human nature, our mortal nature, that dies will be taken away and will be clothed upon. It's rather hard to imagine, but will be clothed upon, he says, as if it were with a tent, which is from heaven when Jesus comes back, so that we'll live forever. In this tent, that is, in this life, we groan because we have a great desire to be clothed upon with the tent that comes from heaven. By being clothed with it, we shall not be without a body. So we will exist in a bodily, real form. God has a body. Jesus has a body. And so the only existence the Bible talks about is existence in a bodily form. But while we live in this earthly tent, we groan because of oppression. Not that we want to be without this earthly body. Nobody wants to die, as it were. But what we want is to have the heavenly one clothed upon us, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up in life. Now God is the one who has prepared all this for us and has given us his Spirit as the guarantee that guarantees that we are actually going to have this. So then, his Spirit is his power, the power to be like Jesus, the power to have his mind, the sense of his presence. And that is the guarantee that we indeed will be changed. And we groan. We don't, he puts it so well here, we don't want to die. Nobody wants to die. And yet we desire to not be in this situation. We groan because of just living how we have to live. This isn't right. That's not right. Your body gets old. And we long to be changed. We don't want to die. We don't want to be destroyed. But what we long for is the change. And that is exactly what the message of the gospel gives us. The resurrection of the body. When Jesus comes back, we ourselves will be resurrected. That is, we will, as people, we will live. We won't just get destroyed. But we will go on living forever and ever with God's nature. And so Paul says, we are always confident. We know that as long as we're at home in this body, we're away from the Lord. But our life is lived by faith and not by sight. So faith means believing in what you cannot see. It's as clear as that. But we are full of confidence and would much rather to not be at home in this body, but to have the home which comes from the Lord. More than anything else, however, we want to please him, whether in our mortal life or in our life that will be given to us from heaven. Not in heaven, but from heaven. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and each one will receive the result of that which he has done in this life, either good or bad, in a bodily form. So again, it's a reminder that we will live as persons, as people, with some kind of body, not a body like we have now, with toenails that grow too long and things like that, and hair that needs to be cut. But all the same, we won't just be like a cloud. We won't turn into a cloud or something like that. We will be actual people. This is what salvation means, personal salvation. I will be saved. You will be saved. We will be together with Jesus, who is also real. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we seek to persuade men. In other words, because it's possible that this future, this wonderful hope might be missed by us, we need to remember that and respect that and to earnestly persuade others to live in a way that means they will be saved and not condemned. God has complete knowledge of us, and I hope that in your hearts you also recognize me for who I am, sincere. We're not trying again to somehow commend ourselves to you. Rather, we seek to give you a good reason to be confident of us, so that you'll be able to answer those who like to boast about a person's appearance and not about his character. Are we really crazy? It is for God's sake. Are we sane? Then it is for your sake. You see, people were saying that Paul was crazy. That's what happens, that when you go out and try and preach the gospel and do anything for God, you're going to get slandered. And it makes a good little exercise to go through the New Testament and see all the slander that was said about Paul. Like, he was mentally disturbed, he was crazy, etc. And he's saying, okay, so if I am, so you say. But that was because of my love of God. The love of Christ constrains us. It, as it were, rules over us. Because we recognize that one man, that's Jesus, died for us all, which means that all share in his death. And he died for all so that those who now live should not any longer live unto themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again for them. So then no longer do we judge people according to any human standard. Even if once we judged Christ according to human standards, we don't do so anymore. When anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away, and all things have become new. So all the power that went into creating the heaven and earth goes into God's creation of us as new people. All this is of God, who through Jesus Christ changed us from being his enemies into being his friends, and gave us the message of reconciliation. Our message is that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, and not imputing their sins unto them, and he has given unto us the message of reconciliation. So then, we speak for Christ as though God himself were appealing to people through us. We beg you, on the behalf of Jesus Christ, allow God to reconcile you to himself. Although the Lord Jesus was without sin, yet because of us, God made him share in our sinful situation, so that by being at one with him, we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So then this is the wonderful message, really wonderful, that we can be made right with God, and that we are his witnesses in this world, and that we talk to people as if it's Jesus talking to them, begging them to accept this great salvation.